सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। This chapter 12, Bhakti Yoga, is the last chapter of the middle portion of the Gita. I said there are three portions in the Gita, the first six, the middle six and the last six. The first six emphasize what? Karma Yoga. The individual nature, Jiva Swarupa, and the Karma Yoga. The middle six represent talks about Atma Swarupa or Ishvara Swarupa and Ishvara Anugraha, the grace of the Lord. Then the last six chapters talks about the Sambandha. Jiva Ishvara Aikya Sambandha, the relationship between the two, that Ishvara is the Jiva. Aham Brahmasmi, you will declare once you know that Sambandha, right? Tattvam is it. So first he talks about Tvam, middle he talks about Tat, then he talks about Asi. So, having spoken about the Jiva Swarupa and emphasized on Karma Yoga in the first six, then he gets on to talk about God, Brahman, Ishvara, in detail. Okay? From 7 to 12. The more and more you come to know about the Lord, Brahman, you will also come to know simultaneously the relative insignificance of you. Are you with me? You see that Brahmanda, you go to the space, the earth, when it is viewed from moon, it looks so small. Are you with me? And it's so far away, it's so small, and compared to this Brahmanda, that earth is nothing, and I am sitting in that earth, in some corner, and I'm saying, I'm controlling this much of GDP, that much of GDP and all that, you understand? So small, so you relate the insignificance of your personality, you understand? So the knowledge of Brahman brings bhakti, devotion, surrender. Are you with me? So when you know more and more about Brahman, so from the seventh chapter onwards, if you see, in fact the seventh chapter itself is called as what? Jnana Vijnana Yoga. He talks about the lower aspect of Brahman and the higher aspect. And what are all the lower aspects, he said? Bhumi rapo nalo vayuhu kam mano buddhi evacha ahankaram. He talked about eight aspects. What are the eight aspects? Bhumi, dirt, water, fire, air, space, mind, intellect, ahankar. He said all these eight is my lower nature. And I am the higher Atma, the pure consciousness. Then I am like that thread in the beads. You know, Sutre Manigana Iva, 7th verse, chapter 7. Said, Sutre Manigana Iva. I am like the thread, you don't see it. But without me, the very beads won't be giving you that picture. So that is me. I am a real self. So the whole thing is slowly explained. And then he went on to talk about, in the 8th chapter, he said, అక్షర బ్రహ్మ యోగ. ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ అక్షర, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ ఇస్ శర. దెన్ ఈ టాక్ట్ అబౌట్ శర సో మెనీ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్స్. బ్రహ్మ లోక ఆల్సో ఈ టాక్ట్ అబౌట్ అండ్ దెన్ బియాండ్ దట్ ఇస్ బ్రహ్మన్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ రాజ విద్య రాజ గుహ్య నైన్ చాప్టర్. దిస్ ఇస్ ద రాయల్ నాలెడ్జ్ రాయల్ సీక్రెట్. దెన్ విభూతి యోగ, ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆర్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఈశ్వరాస్ గ్లోరీ, బ్రహ్మన్స్ గ్లోరీ ఓన్లీ. ఓకే, దెన్ హీ షోడ్ హీ గేవ్ ది విశ్వరూప దర్శన. వన్స్ యు గెట్ ద డెప్త్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్, వన్స్ యు గెయిన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ ద డెప్త్ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వర, ఈశ్వరాస్ నేచర్, అర్జున సా హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ గెటింగ్ స్టక్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద టీత్ in the Vishwarupa Darshan. So like that you will see yourself as a very small speck in the total Brahmanda. Then what happens? Automatically devotion and surrender comes. So from this knowledge, devotion comes. Then the Bhakti Yoga is here. So there in the beginning, Arjuna asks a question in this chapter. Because in the end of 11th chapter, Vishwarupa Darshana, Sri Krishna talked about all this Vishwarupa and all that. Now he is asking, now, is it, who is superior? Somebody worshipping you in form or the formless? Who is better? Through Jnana Marga or the one who worships you in form? Who is superior is asking? And Sri Krishna is saying what?
Form.
Why form?
Because it's better to worship first, learn to worship, focus, then only can you go to formless.
Arjuna, see, whenever anybody asks a question, you got to take the questioner into account. You understand? Straight away don't give the highest philosophy of Vedanta and all that. You know, in fact, Vedanta should not be given to everybody. Karma Yoga should be given. You know, this is another class that I am doing. There are a lot of questions that come with reference to desire. I keep telling them, you first do Karma Yoga. Don't worry about world illusion and all that. Keep on doing Karma Yoga. You don't tell them about Brahma Satyam Jagat Mithya straight away. Then they'll say anyway, Mithya, and then the possibility is that they may become extremely lazy and lethargic, doing nothing. As a result of that, more ignorance will add on them. You know? So first you find out in this world whether pursuing desire has any meaning. So consciously you pursue. Anyway, so the answer that Sri Krishna gives to Arjuna is form worship is superior. It's superior for Arjuna. So basically he is explaining the five stages of bhakti. In the beginning, you have too much desire. You are not even able to act for the welfare of the world and of God. I have my desire. I want my desires to be fulfilled. Kamas are there. So all that he says is, in the beginning, your kama, which is small circle, and there is a bigger circle called dharma. The kama, the small circle, has to be attuned with the bigger circle dharma and go about pursuing your kama, no problem. Is that clear? Now, when he says you pursue kama, provided it is an attunement with dharma. In the 7th chapter he says, I am kama but dharma viruddheshu bhuteshu. Kamosmi Bharata Rishabha. I am kama. Oh Bharata Rishabha, oh Arjuna, I am kama. But what kind of kama? Dharma viruddha. Viruddha means that which is not against dharma. Are you with me? So in the beginning, he is saying, do kamya karma. But in line with dharma. So we call it as what? Prasada buddhi with prasada buddhi. You are doing kamya karma. Karma yoga, prasada buddhi, lekin with fruit. But you are saying the fruit I am giving it to you. You decide. I want this fruit, so I am doing this action. But in line with dharma, not atomically. But you are the karma phala data. Whatever you give, I accept. It is called prasada buddhi, but kamya karma. Are you with me? Then what happens? Slowly, as a result of this, mind becomes a little more purified. Now you say, hey, I am not interested in the fruits per se. I want to do paropakara. I want to do actions which are in the interest of everyone. Loka sagraha. Right. So now it will be karma yoga pradana ishwararpana karma yoga. Are you with me? Now it's not, you are not trying to fulfill your desire. Now, not only, you have given up the fruit also. Whatever comes, I act. First stage mein bhakti hai, lekin phal ko iccha bhi hai. So, with prasada buddhi, you pursue the fruits. Then you become clear that this is all suited. After having acquired for a while, so when we say it's about 10, 15, 20 years or maybe 5 years, different people experience it differently, but this maturity will come. I am not going to be going around running, you know. Kya farak padta hai? It's okay. Then you are doing Ishvara Arpana Karma Yoga. Whatever comes, you accept. This will give you chitta shuddhi even more. Now you are able to sit down even without doing action to some extent. Now you come to the next stage called upasana bhakti. First is karma yoga bhakti. Usse pehla kamya karma bhakti, karma yoga bhakti. Then upasana. In upasana also, you are not so subtleized yet, you still need a form to channelize your focus. So it is Eka Rupa Bhakti. Meaning, you still have a form. Ishta Devata, whatever. Some people it may be Ram, some people it may be Krishna, it may be somebody else. Shiva, doesn't matter. Right? Now, that bhakti will slowly. See, the beauty of bhakti is, the beauty of fire is what? The closer and closer you get to fire, the heat starts transferring into your body. Then the closest you go, what happens? You become fire. Isn't it? So in love also the same thing. The moth enters the fire. So like that, the bhakta, more and more the bhakti intensifies. From Eka Rupa, he starts seeing divinity splashed everywhere. It is Vishwa Rupa. It is Vishwa Rupa Darshan. Now, but all this is external, still. External includes perception and the emotional level, mind level. But he has to go even deeper. Then when the mind is mature to that extent, then his bhakti goes into pursuing jnanam. Knowledge from the scripture. So then, Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana, all that we spoke, fortunately I have covered all that.
1 minute, Swami. Darshan is still external. What did you say after that?
It's finally.
No. Before that, how would you expand it?
External is perception and then emotion.
Perception.
Arjuna's Vishwarupa is in his mind, na? He sees the different subtle aspects of mind, he sees dimensions of mind. But beyond all that is the Atma. He still have to go even more deep. So that is from Jnanam. So from Karma, Upasana, you go to Jnanam. Then, in Jnana Yoga, completely the ego is burnt through Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasana. ठीक है, देन व्हाट हैपेंस, यू बिकम वन विद ब्रह्मन, देन यू बिकम अ ज्ञानी भक्ता. ज्ञानी भक्ता मीन्स व्हाट, यू नो दैट आई एम ब्रह्मन. So these are the five stages of bhakti. So in the 12th verse he says, don't practice any rituals mechanically, do it with awareness. Shreyohi jnanam abhyartha. Jnanat dhyanam vishishyate. Dhyanat karma phala tyagaha. Tyaga chantir anantaram. So you must follow the rituals with understanding, meaning and awareness. Then what happens? Your mind becomes a little more matured and is able to do meditation. So compared to that jnana, meditation is superior. Then through meditation, single pointed focus, what happens? Karma phala tyagam. You are not bothered about the phal and all that. Then what happens? Immediately peace. Instantly you realize the peace from within. So this is the step, five steps. Now we, it's not like to the extent you are still in the first level, you have to do that. But to some extent you are also in the last step. It's a complex personality, no, but it's not like you are very gross and then you are not able to do karma yoga at all. You are. But you are also having a lot of selfish desires. So, you do kamya karma, karma yoga, ekarupa bhakti, isharupa bhakti and jnana yoga. In these steps, in these stages when you do, then slowly, slowly you burn all your vasanas, then you become self-realized. That is bhakta. So your bhakta is not one who is merely doing puja, or a bhakta is not one who is merely studying. A bhakta is one who has burnt his ego, dissolved his ego. Isn't it? When the ego gets a knock, you start becoming a bhakta. The what do you call, the dissolution of ego is bhakti. And when it is complete dissolution, you become one with Bhagavan. And when you become one with Bhagavan, when you become a bhakta, what is the transformation that you have gone through? There will be a complete transformation in all your transactions. With life. You transact in this world with your body, with your mind, with your intellect. Isn't it? So he says, you would have complete control with reference to senses. That is the transformation you would have. Complete control with reference to your senses, perceptions. And with reference to action, he said, sarva arambha parityagi and all that. And daksha, you will be doing it very dexterously because of that complete devotion. You will be dynamically acting, dexterously acting, but you do not have the feeling that you have started. Right. Then with reference to your emotional personality, with reference to your emotional personality, he said what? First quality, what did he see? What did he say? Huh? First quality of a bhakta. Advesta sarva bhutana. the transformation would be complete love, total love from the emotional angle. Absolutely full, contented. And the intellectual level, of course, we talk about compassion, forgiveness, all this comes at the emotional level. Then, at the intellectual level, absolutely independent. Completely no want. Zero wants. He doesn't want anything. And with reference to whatever he faces, he is absolutely balanced. Samatva. Absolutely balanced. He would be facing the censure and praise also. But he will remain completely balanced. So this is Siddhapragya. This is Bhakta. Bhakta's quality is also talking about Siddhapragya's quality. Pardon me. They are not different people. The same. So there will be love, expansion of the heart and firm conviction, clarity at the head, and there will be service at the hand level. There will be a perfect congruence of the head, heart and hand. What do you mean? Through the body he will be serving with no want. And in his head is very clear conviction. What? Brahma Satyam Jagat Nitya. Clear conviction. Hey, all this is precious life. All this is precious life. What you are collecting. They are precious in the worldly sense also. But from the absolute sense they are trifle. Isn't it? Iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. So for iron and gold purchase, this iron and gold is precious. But for happiness, will it, you know, it's like the money that you have in India, the rupee notes, will be valid in India. If you keep that money and go to USA and give them that money, will they take it? Nobody will take it. That is not valid there. So for the inner happiness, these are not the things. This conviction he has. Vahan dusra note chalta hai. Udhar note bandhi hai. You understand? So this note bandhi there. It won't help them. That conviction is there. And his heart is an expanded heart. Full of love. So service, love and conviction. This is Bhakta. Bhakta always generally it is understood like if you see, he is very emotional fellow. When I am sitting and crying, oh Bhagavan, please come. Oh, what a great Bhakta. What is the picture we have of a Bhakta generally? Huh? And in India, we say we are Bhakta. This tremendous puja, if you see, incredible, you know. The kind of religious activities that you see in India is incredible. But is there shaucham? Purity, he talked about that also. One of the transformations. The more and more you become a bhakta, you become more and more alert, aware of dirt. I asked one gentleman, in fact at Magnolia where I did class, the gentleman went to Varanasi recently, he said. So I asked him, how is it? They're saying there's some cleaning and all is going on in Ganges. How is it? He said, I saw a lot of cleanliness in Ganges and all this ghat. But the route that goes to the Vishwanath Ji Mandir वहां पर स्टिल डर्ट इज स्टिल देयर. You see, what I am trying to say is not that we are criticizing anybody. We have to first improve. Like we always say in the class that Vedantin is a scavenger. I have to cleanse myself. I have to continue to cleanse myself till I reach that ultimate perfection. So we are not criticizing. But then, that concept of purity, neither external nor internal, but calling bhaktas, and disturbing the environment. He says, one of the qualities he said is, he will neither agitate the world nor get agitated by the world. But in the name of bhakti, fellows agitate people. I remember, you know, in Chennai, next to my friend's house, there is one mandir. And you know, different times, early morning, 4 o'clock, they put that loudspeaker, and then first initially when they start with some nice chanting or some nice Bhagwan ki song, then slowly all movie songs starts coming. It's unbelievable. First in the movie songs also it will be movie Bhagwan songs in movies, itni shakti hame, like that, then slowly movie songs. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, and they are putting a loudspeaker and disturbing the whole neighborhood. Now, you have got bhakti, why you want to disturb the neighborhood? Now, what is he talking about? Very quietly is dispersing his duties. He has no kartrutva bhoktrutva bhava. Is absolutely contented. So this transformation. So to the extent you follow these 5 steps, to that extent this transformation will happen in you. Also, these qualities are also like inspiration for you. Take those qualities and try to imbibe those qualities. Work on them. Try not to get agitated by others. Try not to agitate others. In fact, you
when
first
you know someone is lying to you.
Someone is lying to you.
Yeah. How do you handle that? That seems an agitation, right?
If you see, yeah.
But you know that person.
If you expect people not to lie only, you'll get agitated. Just because somebody is lying, you don't get agitated. You know this fellow is lying. So you will be actually smiling from inside. I have no expectation that people should not lie or always put the truth or anything on the sun, so I won't agitate, isn't it? But if I get expectation, then I get into agitation. Now I must understand there are different varieties of people in this universe. So they have their own insecurities, they have their own ignorances.
I'm on staff, but then you know that, you know, they are...
That's what I'm saying, they have their own insecurities, they have their own ignorance. Their own nature. Therefore they are functioning like that. That is how they will be.
First
she asks, how do you not get agitated? In fact, how do you deal? You will be able to deal better when you don't get agitated. So that is what I am coming to. So first thing is, with this assessment, people will behave according to their nature. If they have a lot of insecurities, all these kind of tricks they will come up with. You can't help it. This is how it is. Right. When you lack insecurity, now, you will find actually saying the truth is much better. I mean, always when people ask me when they go for these interviews for visa and all that, you know, they're so desperate that they must get this visa. I tell them just tell the truth. Because it's always better. You know, this recently that some movie, some people told me, so I watched the movie. It's very interesting. It's nothing spiritual or anything, but very interesting movie. It came in Hindi also. I forgot the name of the movie. His wife and daughter together murder one boy who was misbehaving with that.
Yes.
I forgot the name of the movie.
It has all this kind of
movie.
I don't
know if it's
the name of the movie.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Right. Now, then he, how he manages the whole thing, the father, Drishya. In that movie, he manages very nicely. What he does is, they are all speaking the truth. The children, both the children, especially the younger one, the child is also speaking the truth only. The police is beating the child black and blue, but she is still speaking the truth. Why? Because he made them, he took them with them, with him, made them go through experience. So they are talking the truth. Are you with me?
Yeah.
They are not talking false and truth. So when you are speaking the truth, it is always easy. If you say one lie, you have to remember that lie, and then it's a complicated thing, you know. But there are people who are so insecure that they won't be straightforward. So that is how they are. You understand that, out of their ignorance, they are behaving, it is their nature. When I understand that, I will first maintain my composure. I will not get agitated. Then I will deal with them. I say, why are you doing this? You think, I don't know, you are lying and you are getting away with it? No. I know that you are lying. Don't speak the lie, speak the truth. And whatever you got to do in terms of action at the external level, you know, sometimes you can forgive them externally also. And internal forgiveness should be there. I'm talking about externally, you may forgive them. If it is repeated offense, then certain things you got to do. When it is something which is extremely detrimental for the whole thing, it's becoming very dangerous for the whole thing, maybe you probably have to give them pink slip. So the different ways. But what is the right thing to be done there, you will be able to do that only if you are not agitated. For that, this understanding is true. In context, the action may be different. Sometimes it may be very severe punishment also. Sometimes it may just be a small warning. But most important is I must become correct. For that, this understanding has to be.
But is it important to for the other person to know that they are lying? Is that also important?
It is important.
Because whatever your action is will depend on the situation and the particular
context. It is important.
But it is important every time for the person to at least know that
not only that,
reacting, I mean whatever your action is, but you know that they are lying.
And you make them know that you know that they are lying, and you appreciate them saying the truth rather than saying the untruth. Once you do this, then there is a possibility that they will change. See, when any servant you keep, anybody who work with you, obviously you keep them because it's not that exactly they are bad. There are a few negative traits in them also. Okay. But then, when you tell them, don't think, I don't know. Right, I know. So you better off saying the truth to me. Why are you trying to lie? You know, and if you lie, if I come to know, that I will not probably tolerate. If you say that, you know, no, sorry, yesterday I did not come because of this, that, whatever, you appreciate that. But that doesn't mean that you can get away by saying the truth, but, you know, be lazy or anything. But you must tell them that I value truth rather than this kind of natak. This will not go. Then they will obviously straighten themselves. So anyway, come back to this. So he, bhakta, she, whoever it is, bhakta neither agitates the world nor gets agitated. And there is tremendous identification with every being. With every being. And finally he said, a bhakta is in alignment with dharma. A bhakta is in alignment with dharma and he has absolute shraddha. In the scriptures, guru, dharma, in himself, in oneself. So, first he talks about bhakti being, form worship being superior to formless, that is for Arjuna and for most of the world. Then he talks about five stages of bhakti. Then finally he talks about the transformation that happens in a bhakta when he becomes jnani bhakta, when he reaches the truth, when he becomes one with Bhagavan. So the interesting thing is, as you get closer and closer to Bhagavan, the qualities of Bhagavan start reflecting in you. So how do you know that you are improving, you are becoming more and more spiritual by these qualities? So this is a summary of 12. Next week we'll start chapter 13. From 13 to 15, it is pure Jnana Yoga. Then 16, 17 is the preparation for Jnana Yoga. 18th is Mukti. Final Mukti.
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. कायेन वाचा मनसेन्द्रियैवा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतेष्वभावात् करोमि अद्य सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.
So my question was that in